Love Talk Radio.
It's showtime, folks!
Yo, 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 what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Kaz, a.k.a., you know me, Young Dolomite, with my boy Father Time. Time, what's good, baby?
What's up, dog? I can't call it, man. Just chilling.
Oh, well, you know how we do, man. You know how we do. It's Tuesday. We're going to free your mind, get into whatever they want to get into, talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Hey, hold on, good, man. I got something for you, man. Check this out. I got an AK now, man. I know you gave me an AKA, you know what I'm saying? But I really want to fill in that one. So from now on, I want to be known as Father Time, a.k.a. Leon Lonnie Love. It's my new name, baby. Leon Lonnie Love.
Okay, Lonnie Love. Leon Lonnie Love. Okay. Okay, I can deal with that. Dude, did you watch the game yesterday?
Which game, bro?
The Michael Vick experience.
I read about it, though. He had like 6 touchdowns, man.
Dude, the dude was off the motherfucking chain. Man, the dude was nothing but phenomenal yesterday. Nothing but phenomenal, man. I mean, any motherfucker that doubt him now, you motherfuckers got to be out. You got to be out your motherfucking mind. For real.
But I didn't watch it. I didn't think it was going to be a good game, man. So I watched Raw.
Dude, first play, 88 yards. I mean, he killed them. He killed them. Whatever anybody got to say about that man, about the dogs, about, you know what I'm saying, anything. No, they just got to shut the fuck up.
Oh, he got skills. That ain't never been a problem. This thing is the off-field thing. You know what I'm saying? And then they was going to bench him. When Cobb first got hurt, Vic came in one of those couple games, then Vic went down. Andy Reid was like, well, when Cobb come back, he's a starter. Man, they went crazy in Philly. Like, no, nah, you better put Vic back in there.
Dude, I mean, dog, the dude, man, he threw for over 300 yards, rushed for over 50 yards, touchdown, threw for what, 4 touchdowns, rushed for 2 touchdowns. Come on, man, the dude was fucking incredible.
Well, hey, to all the Michael Vick haters.
That's how we players roll.
I mean, you can't do nothing but say this man is great, man. I mean, because they rolled him so fucking hard, man. You know, Vic this, Vic that. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I won't say he's great.
I won't use the term great. He's a hell of a football player, but I don't know if he's great.
Dude, he broke all records.
That's only
Come on, man.
Let's see what he do next Sunday.
Come on, man. He been doing it all year.
You said great, though, dude. That's
a
strong word in football.
Damn right. And I'm going to say Michael Vick is great.
He's a glorified running back, man. He's a quarterback. He's a running back playing quarterback.
Dude, the guy threw for over 300 yards yesterday. Come on, man.
Last week he was laser beam.
The boy proving to everybody that not only can I run, I can throw. You know what I'm saying? I know. He divvying up the ball to everybody. I mean, dude, the dude's all around star now. I mean, for every a glorified running back, maybe in Atlanta, but no, man, you really can't say that now. You really can't say that. I don't think so, man.
Well, until he won a Super Bowl, dog, he's a hell of a running back playing quarterback. I'm sorry. I mean, think about it like this. You're the general manager. You're getting ready to have a draft. You got first pick. You're going to take Vic or you're going to take Peyton Manning?
I'm going with Vic.
Get the hell out. You're going to take Vic over Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I'm going with Vic.
No, well, We know GM is not in your future. Man, they run you out of town, man. You pass up on Manny, dude. Or Tom Brady. You saying Vic is better than both of them?
Hell, right about now, yeah.
Nah, man, he had one good game, dog. He got to do it over for the
whole
season.
No, you keep saying one good game. That the boy been playing his ass off. How you keep saying he only had one good game?
I mean, hey, the man didn't win a couple of games this year. I'll give him that. But Peyton Manning or Tom Brady? I don't think so, dog.
I'm looking at him to take MVP honors this year.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen. That's going to go to Peyton Manning or Tom Brady.
For what? I mean, what they doing is so special this year?
They're winning. They got better records than Philly.
I don't.
Brady's 7-2. Manning's 6-3.
Now, yeah, ask me. That's a little bit too glorified.
But they got rings to prove it, though, dude.
Okay,
it's just
so
like
now he get
Michael Jordan ain't the best player. He got six
okay.
rings.
Well, hell, Kobe finna tie that up.
I agree.
Okay, well,
I mean, that's like saying Vic is better than Manny is like saying LeBron is better than Kobe. No way. Not going to happen.
Well, I mean, if we going by rings, well, hell, Robert Horry got more rings than Jordan. So we really can't say because he got more rings.
I don't know, man. But we got somebody new to the show. Carla, who am I talking to?
This is Butter and
Butter, baby.
And Candy, what's up, baby?
It's Butter, baby.
Yes, it is.
We like Candy. What's up?
What's up?
What's
How y'all
on?
Doing tonight?
Oh, we chilling.
Chilling. Candy, I like that picture.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. That's a hair for all day long. You alone tonight?
I can't be. Why?
Okay. I've been waiting 2 weeks, so. You ain't got no excuses. I just set you up. You got no excuses.
No, I'm just saying I can be. Now what?
Mm-hmm.
What you got to do?
Hey, she know what she got to do.
Hey, she know. Talking night, she acting like she don't know what's going on.
Right. Janae,
oh,
what's up, baby?
Hello?
What's going on, baby?
Nothing.
What's
happening, Janae?
Nothing much. How y'all doing?
Hey, Janae.
Hello.
All right, we got our normal panel on. All right, y'all, so I'm going to hit y'all off with the topic of the night. Why do women try to change men? Why is that? Now, I'm going to give y'all a prime example. All right, check this out. You meet a female for the first time, right? You tell her. You tell her up front, I don't want no kids. I ain't trying to get married. She cool with it. Oh, that's fine, baby. Don't worry about it. I ain't thinking about nothing like that. Later on, though, you start throwing out hints. You see a little baby in a baby stroller. Oh, ain't she so cute? Oh.
Maybe she's
you know
not cute.
Well, but hold on. I ain't done yet. And then later on in the day, you see another baby, and then you make a comment like, man, I'm ready to start me a family. Now, he already told you up front. He don't want no kids. He ain't trying to get married.
Okay, well.
So maybe she's not talking about with you.
Damn.
See, Janine also hung up.
And then on top of that, you know what I'm saying, a woman's emotions change.
You're not listening to the hits.
She's going to
have a baby and give me a baby. It might not be with you.
It's got to be yours.
Right.
Exactly.
But I'm saying, though, if I stress that up front, why are you bringing it to me? If you want to
just having a conversation with the person,
front, why you still fuck with?
Call me. Maybe she's just having a conversation with you.
I mean, but most honestly, seriously, though, a woman can say she doesn't want any kids and be 100% sure when she say it, and then, you know, she's on her period or her period done started or she about to have a period and her emotions change and she start thinking and talking and, you know, things pop up, you know, things change. But that don't mean she's, you know, she didn't try to plot and set you up for failure or nothing. You know, a woman is a woman for a reason.
So, in other words, from wait a minute, hey, dog, from 5 to 7 days, after 5 to 7 days, you ain't got to hear this shit no more.
And then, as people mature, what they want in life changes.
Right.
You know, maybe, you know, when she first got with you, that's not what she wanted. But depending on how long y'all been together, maybe it's been 2 years now, 2-3 years y'all been together, maybe what she wants has changed. And she really, you know now, okay, I'm getting older, these are the things that have changed. If you still saying, no, this is not what I want, that's bad. You know, she's going to get what she wants. She's going to have to go
right.
somewhere else then, if that's the case.
Right.
But still, though, why are you trying to... I call it.
I mean, she probably was that attracted to you that maybe she felt like, okay,
yeah.
I would love to have a baby with him. I would love to make him my husband, but I can
him
only.
Don't want that.
Okay, well, look. A lot of men say that they don't want that in the beginning, and they end up marrying that same person they say they didn't want to be with, that same person they say they wasn't ready for, or they didn't want to have that kind of relationship with. They end up marrying that person anyway. So just
because
you say this.
Maybe she changed her. I mean, maybe she her feelings got involved.
No, she just wore him down.
No, that's not it.
Wore him down. He was like, the fuck?
Maybe she hopes that he'll change his mind once they've been together a while.
I mean, she changed her mind, you know.
Nope.
And
you
on
know,
some things,
you
need to change.
She didn't want to get with you right away and have kids, but, you know, it was cool for the moment, but maybe she thought
she started having more feelings for you than just being
later
her
later on.
Maybe she decided.
Ladies, listen. Why would a woman put that much, try to put that much stress and pressure on a man when she already know up front that man doesn't want that? He wants to be with her. He just don't want the marriage or the kids.
You can't have your cake and eat it too all the time now.
Okay, now hold on. I got a problem with that saying.
Well, make sure you're wearing a rubber, because
I got a problem with that saying. What's the purpose of having your cake if you can't eat it?
The purpose of having your cake, basically, I don't know. I can't answer that question. I can't even answer. But usually when a man wants his cake, he want to take, he got cake in his own plate, but he wants your cake. He ain't happy with just that one serving. He ain't happy with what the cake somebody made for him. He want to try your cake out.
We play his role.
Yeah. I know.
I got to play his role.
I know.
But my question is, ladies, if you know going into a relationship, you already know what this man is all about. Why would you try to change him? That does make you try to change him so he'll stick.
We didn't answer the question.
You
still asking the same question.
Yeah, maybe you need to change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be me.
I mean, it depends on what you're talking about. We try to change. I mean, I understand that point. You don't want no kids, but there are other things. Y'all sometimes y'all just need to change. You know, your teeth fucked up. You know, she take you to the dentist, get your teeth all straight. Now that's something good. That's a good change.
Right.
No,
it depends
talking,
on what you're saying.
If I'm staying up, listen. If I'm up all night drinking on Saturday, you waking me up at 8 o'clock, telling my baby, let's go to church. I ain't been to church since Easter Sunday with my grandmama 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now you want me to get up. I'm hungover. Talking about let's go to church. You know damn well I don't go to no damn church. Come on now.
So you feel like that's
come
trying
on,
to change
man.
It because she do she go to church?
I'm speaking hypothetically.
But I mean, say she don't go to church. And it's just one day maybe something was going on at the church, somebody invited her, her mother or something, and she just asked you to go. What's wrong with that? That's not changing you because she didn't go to church either. She just might not want to go to the church by herself.
No, y'all try to change it, brother. Try to make the brother all disappear. And...
Well,
I mean,
y'all
she
try
must
have
had you at
too.
Dare this weekend, huh?
Yeah,
y'all try
work.
To change us
too,
so
hold on,
it don't
me,
even
matter. Can I ask a question?
Hmm.
All right, since we're on this change thing, okay, what about like the dress thing? Like, okay, I understand that certain, you know, as we get older, we mature, the pants come up a little bit higher, you know, they don't sag as much. But it's like, okay, I want to see you in Docker shorts and polo shirts. And I mean, now if you know that's just not that man. You know,
I mean, if you know that that's just not that man, then at least let that at least that man should just let her. She want to see you in it. That don't mean you got to wear it every day. Let her get you an outfit, or go ahead and purchase you an outfit, and satisfy her needs. She wants to see you, just like you want to see her in a see through, crotchless cat suit. Yeah, she's gonna go get that
likes.
And let you see her in it though, right?
That's what she likes.
No, that's what you want to see her in.
No, that's what she going to like. Because if she don't like it, then ain't no sense of me even being together.
Oh
exactly. That's
goodness.
My whole point.
Oh, my goodness.
Just put the hell on, because I ain't wearing no Dockers.
Oh.
I don't own a fucking
damn.
Dockers. I don't own a polo shirt. I'm going to wear some sweats, a Kobe jersey.
Right, right.
And that's me. I wear that shit to church. Hell, I'm gonna put a suit on for. I'm not no suit man.
Well, I ain't saying about no sweat. I don't
suit.
Like sweats.
You want me to wear that suit though? You want me to change? I can't be myself around your people. Don't embarrass me. How am I embarrassing you? I'm just being myself. I'm just trying to have a good time. But now I got to be on my P's and Q's because we're around your people.
Mm-hmm.
What's
okay, yeah,
that?
Now that's a good point. Now, ladies, that's a good point right there. Now, what about that scenario? It's fine for me to be me around you, but when I'm around your people, I got to change. I mean, is that why should I have to change who I am?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, I can't say that because my family's fucked up, so.
Okay, I mean, this is like, okay, it has to, I know you don't want to hear this, Cass, but with my baby's father, it's things about him that I couldn't take him around my family and them not judge him.
Okay, so, no, that's more like you being embarrassed about the fact
exactly.
or whatever it is.
Exactly.
So why would you
that's
be with somebody
is.
That you're embarrassed to be around?
I know, right? I'm single, though. You know that, right?
Miss Curly, you throwing me hints.
No, she's throwing them to me.
Oh, well, damn.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like,
damn,
really,
Candy,
when it's all said and done, I made the decision to let that situation go because, you know, it was too much, too many problems. But at the same time, my whole thing was, you know, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you are embarrassed or you are being judged and everything by people that you care about. I might like to see him dressed up in, you know, a certain way, but then at the same time, I want him to be able to change it up. You know what I'm saying?
And so you're telling us you're completely done with this man. You're done with him.
Oh, yeah, I am.
One more time.
Well, now, wait. Hold on, man.
Let me finish this. You're completely done with him.
Yes,
yes or no?
Yes.
And since you say you completely done with him,
what's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
All right. You know what? I mean, y'all must have been waiting on that one, huh?
Yeah, I set that up. I set that up like 5 minutes ago.
Wow.
All right, go ahead, dog, with your question.
Now, okay. Now, I mean, how can you be completely done with him? Don't y'all have a child together?
Then he can be the father and I can be the mother, just like it's, you know.
Okay, so I'm saying, I mean, that's what it's going
to
be. He
that's
the father,
what it's
he
be.
The mother.
That's what it's going to be.
Okay, I'm just asking. I'm just asking, that's all.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. I can't, you know, put myself in that type of situation. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
But that's if you're not with him, if you don't want to be with him, you know what he's going to do, right? You know what he's going to tell you?
What?
You want child support and it out your ass.
No. I mean, he put himself on child support. He did that when she was born. So, I mean, I ain't even tripping on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take care of mine regardless of what he do. But I know that he does have a problem with the fact that I said it was over. But I mean what I say when I say what I say. So I'm done.
All right.
So now, in other words, what you're saying is, dog, so what she's saying is because he wouldn't change to fit her criteria, she kicked him to the curb.
You not gonna settle, are you? When you decide that this is what you want in a person, you're supposed to either make what you have work to your desire, or you're supposed to move on and find someone that does work to your desire. And
okay, I understand that, but I'm just going now. Hold on now, brother. I'm just going by, and I got witnesses on this phone now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going by from the you know, the previous months where he was, you know, where he was at.
Mm-hmm.
When Big Daddy get home. Oh, I can't wait. The countdown is on. Oh, baby, I can't wait to get home.
It was not all that deep.
Janine.
It was not all that deep.
You've been an avid listener. Janine, was it that deep?
It was
fine. Oh, why is you putting me in the middle?
I mean,
come on. We need a honest opinion. Now, Janine, was it that deep? Was it that deep?
Yeah, you was excited he was coming home.
Right, that's why
okay.
I'm asking the question.
Okay. I was excited he was coming home. He seemed like, and I have to admit, he was talking jail talk, and I didn't know nothing about jail talk. I didn't know it was, you know, I didn't know that I would be blinded by the jail talk. But he was talking like he comprehended where I was coming from. He was talking like he understood what he would have to do to be with me. And for a hot second, he was doing all of that. And the longer he's been out of jail, the further his pants have went from his waist to down, you know, the longer he's been out of jail, the more he's, you know, done things that I just can't deal with. I can't deal with. And
what'd you do?
I did everything I was supposed to do.
No. What did you do? He didn't just change. You had to do something. How come women always think?
To make him do that? No, honey. Okay, when it's all said and done, I don't want to put my business out there like that. But I ain't doing nothing but going to school and taking care of my kids. Of course, I mean, there's some people on here that know I don't drive because of my seizures. So, therefore, I'm not out in the street doing anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm at home every day taking care of his kids.
Was you nagging him?
What that got to do with him keeping his pants up on his waist? What that got to do with him lying and saying he's doing one thing and he's actually doing another?
Because maybe he felt like you was putting a lot of pressure on him. He just got out. He wasn't trying to deal with all that kind of pressure.
Man, well, that's what I'm saying. He got too much going on right now. He got him just getting out, and he got parole and probation and child support. He don't need
It ain't always just the man's fault that he mess up. Sometimes y'all help us mess up.
No, I helped him get himself together. I was taking him to church every Sunday. I introduced him to some positive men.
Oh, Lord. Wait.
What's wrong with him going to church?
Ain't nothing wrong with him going to church, but do you really think that because you took him to church, that was just something positive?
No.
Not to say the church is not positive, but, come on. Now, you got people up in the church smoking big weed and selling more dope than anybody.
And listen, this is what I'm saying. This is what people don't understand about it. When you in church, you the same person you was when you came, before you came into church. That's why you go to church, to better yourself. And all I was doing was trying to help him better himself. That's all
okay.
I was doing.
Okay.
If that wasn't good enough, then that wasn't
okay.
good enough. But he said that the lifestyle, this is what he said to me, the lifestyle
okay,
he
butter,
was living,
butter,
he
butter,
didn't
butter,
want
butter,
to
butter,
live
butter,
no
butter,
more.
Butter,
the lifestyle
butter.
He was living, he didn't want to
butter,
live no
butter.
More.
Butter. Okay, calm down. We're trying to get this out quick.
Sorry we had to cut you off, butter, but you was cutting to the time, sweetheart. Don't worry about it. You'll understand in a minute. We're going to do a prank for y'all tonight. We're going to do a live prank. All right? We hope it go good. If it don't go, y'all understand. This is a live prank. This person has no clue. We about to call them live tonight, right now. And we going to prank them. You want to set the prank up, man?
All right. Check this out, y'all. I got a family member who's off in the church. She's really off in the church. So what we're going to do is we're going to call and we're going to let her know that she's waiting on to hear from to be on the deacon's board. But we're going to tell her that she ain't make it because of some. Just listen. Go ahead, man. Let's get it started.
You have reached mailbox number 54029462 35. Please leave your message after the tone.
Oh, sorry. Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Sister Anita, please?
Hi, this is she. Hello?
This is Deacon Caldwell.
Oh, hi, how are you? Yeah, I can hear you now.
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm fine.
How about yourself?
I'm fine.
Can you hear me, sister? Can you hear me, sister? Hello? Sister? We lost sister.
Hello?
Hello, Sister Anita?
Yes, this is she. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, sister. How you doing?
Okay, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, sister, but I'm calling in reference. You were applying for the deacon board, right?
Right.
Okay,
sister, I
received some images of you via email, sister. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, sister, this will reflect on the position that you're applying for. I received some photos from the email, and apparently you were intoxicated. And you had a beer, and you were drinking a beer in a photo? Is this true? I'm serious, sister.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I was mourning someone, and what are you trying to say?
Well, sister, we can't have people on the board that's intoxicated, especially in public.
one beer. Are you serious? And somebody put me on the web with one beer? I know who the fuck it was. Let me tell you something. Y'all don't have to give me a damn thing. I don't need shit from y'all. If it wasn't for me, y'all wouldn't be where y'all at in the first place. I don't need this shit. Okay, I'm supposed to be a Christian woman or whatever, but you, bro, this is blowing up too much for me. You know what? I'm sick of this bullshit.
Right,
I'm sick of the bullshit. I'm sick of the bullshit.
I like the way you're talking, sister.
You know what? Fuck you, fuck the church, fuck the choir, fuck it all. I don't need none of this bullshit. I'm tired of people talking about me behind my back. Don't put the shit on the web. Are you motherfucking serious? Are you serious? The hat that had all the bullshit is off
board?
Right now.
Like
you know what? Fuck
the
board. Fuck you.
Fuck
you.
Like
because if you don't decide to believe some shit like that and you know that I was mourning, I'm sorry, the person that took the fucking picture knew I was mourning. How do they put some shit like that on the internet?
Sister,
I know
why
you know
you
what
cursed?
I think I know who it was. I think I know
why
who it was. Fuck her.
You're
fuck you. Fuck them.
You
fuck. I don't fuck. I'm not
like
boy.
This,
fuck your boy.
Like, you're supposed to be a Christian.
You know
sister?
What? I don't need this shit. I don't need none of this. Fuck you.
God don't need people like you in this army neither.
Are you serious? You think I want
you
to march with God because I done sold your ass? I'll fuck you and your fucking board.
Oh, my. Lord. Let us pray. Lord, please forgive her, for she know not what she say, Lord. Lord, she may be drunk right now, Lord. Just forgive her, Lord. And let us, please, Lord, let us have a decent conversation, Lord. Sister Anita.
Hello?
Sister Anita.
I know you didn't call me back.
We need to pray. We really need to pray.
Are you serious?
No Christian woman.
I don't need
should
this.
Be talking like that, sister. No Christian woman
this.
Should talk like that. I mean,
do you
want to be a part of God's army? Do you want to be a part of
God's
army?
They don't want to deal with this anymore.
Please finish your message within 8 seconds.
Sister Anita?
Your
oh,
message has
boy.
Been sent.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
That was not funny. That was not funny at all. That's sad.
Wow, that's a Christian woman cussing a deacon out.
You gotta call her back, man. You gotta call her back and tell her it was a prank, man. You gotta call her back and tell her it was a prank. She about to kill the dickhead. She about to go to the church with a gun. Go call her back.
Oh, man. You better talk to her, dog. You better let her know, man, because she ain't trying to hear my voice.
Call her
she
back.
She was snapping.
Call her back.
Wow.
Man.
Whew.
Hey, cuz.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. I live better. I'm okay.
Oh, okay. Hey, you remember what we were talking about the other day about how that radio show I got?
Yeah.
Oh, you do know you was just on it, right? You cussed out the deacon.
Thank you. Thank you. The deacon says thank you.
You cussed out
the deacon. Talk to the deacon like that. It's
oh, my God. Was that just pumped?
you cussed out the deacon, baby.
You cussed out the deacon on live radio. We're live right now.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You need to play. you need to get your play.
I love you. I'm sorry.
I love you too.
Thanks for being a good sport about it, though.
Okay.
I'm going to call you back a little later. I know you got some choice words for me, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, bye.
Bye, love you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, I think that went rather well. What y'all think?
I didn't like that one.
Oh, wow. I thought it was funny as hell.
So did I.
I did.
I thought it was pretty freaking good. Considering
it was
a live
stream. I did.
I'm going to get cussed out.
I thought it worked out as fine. Look, we got a lot of people listening to the show. So if y'all thought the prank was funny, you know, y'all need to hit one and let us know.
Or do y'all think we went over the top with that one?
As
Butter say, we went too far.
Yeah, that was
somebody just jumped in. Caller, what's up? Did you like our prank?
I didn't
Caller?
Hear it. Hello?
You didn't hear it. Oh, it was live. But guess what, y'all? Guess what? We got another live prank for y'all. We're going to do one more.
Wait a minute. Hold on, dog. Let's go to the song first.
Then all right, y'all. Y'all sit back, relax, chill on this song, and we're going to come right back.
Laid it down. What are you gonna tell him when he comes back in town? Are you gonna let him know that I'm giving you the business? I tried my best to let it go, but I could not resist it. It's too tilted, I'm slipping, touching and feeling. Me and him be kicking it while all the while I'm hitting it. Ooh. I know that girl, it's gonna be hard for me to run with him, cause we be stupid and shit. That's my dog, my best. I will never let a shit come between me and my homie.
No.
Had a little too much to drink in the night you put it on me.
Oh.
And now I don't know if I regret the fact that we be up in them hotel suites. Baby, this is crazy.
Hush, oh, hush, oh.
You don't tell nobody. I won't tell nobody. Baby, we can keep it on the
hush, oh, hush, oh.
That too close to me. This is not supposed to be. But I can't keep you away from me. Sometimes I feel guilty, girl, sometimes I don't. I tried my best to say no, but girl, you turn me on. And I'm coming over to your home when I know that I'm not strong. Blowing up your phone, girl, checking to see if he's home. I'm too tilted,
oh,
I'm slipping,
oh.
Touching and feeling. Me and him be kicking it while all the while I'm hitting it.
Ooh.
I know that girl, it's gonna be hard for me to run with him.
Ooh.
Cause we be stupid and shit. That's my dog, my best friend. Said I would never let a shit come between me and my homie. Had a little too much to drink in the night you put it on me. And now I don't know if I regret the
Ooh.
Fact that we be up in them hotel suites. Baby, this is crazy.
Hush,
yeah.
Oh, hush, oh.
Tell nobody,
oh,
I won't tell nobody.
Nobody.
Baby, we can keep it on the
hush, oh,
yeah.
Hush, oh.
He is just too close to
too
me.
Close.
This is not supposed to
too
be, but I can't keep you away from
sometimes.
Me. Sometimes I wish that this had never ever happened.
Baby.
But on the other hand, I'm so glad that it's happening. I just don't know what to do. Girl, I'm so caught up with you. Should've never ever thought it. Gotta get on up out your closet,
babe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You don't tell nobody.
You don't tell.
I won't tell nobody.
I won't tell.
Baby, we can keep it
on
the
hush.
Oh,
hush. Oh.
He is just too clear to
too close.
This is not supposed to be, but I can't keep you away from me.
All right, y'all. We back. Now, how many people can relate to that song? How many of y'all can relate to that song? Fucking your best friend's man. Nobody. No, nobody can relate to that. Ain't nobody ever done that, huh?
Nope.
Not my best friend's man.
Any friend.
I mean, yeah, I've done some shit like that, but that was back in the day when I was young.
Well, damn, you're still young.
Adolescent.
Well, wait a minute now. Hold on, man.
Hold on,
man. We had somebody right before the song came in. We had a caller that was about to say something. We don't want to be rude and ask him out. Caller, you still here? Caller.
293. Somebody don't know their own phone number. She must be doing her best friend man right now.
Right.
Call her? Okay.
Okay, well, maybe they forgot what they were about to say.
All right. I thought the live prank was pretty well, even though Butter didn't feel it. Ken, did you feel the prank?
I thought it was funny, yes.
Janine.
I thought it was funny.
Janine, did you like the prank?
Yes.
Did you think it was funny?
Just proved my point.
Did I get a church woman cussing or what? Did I get a cussing? Because she was a Christian.
I was surprised big time.
And she was trying to join the deacon board. Cuss me out.
So, Butter, why do you think we went too far on that one?
Because she a Christian don't mean she claims to be perfect, and you don't play with God like that.
We wasn't playing with God. We was playing with her.
Okay, but she's serious about being on the deacon board. She filled out application for this job. This is a situation, my opinion, I don't think it was funny at all. So that's just my opinion.
You know what? This is the part that kills me about everybody that's so into church. What did we get a sense of humor from? Who gave us this sense of humor?
God.
That's what I saw.
God.
Why church people so serious about everything?
Hey, man.
So you're saying that I'm serious about everything?
I mean, listen to this,
you guys. When you see somebody and they look funny to you, don't you say something about that person, like, you know, just laugh or something? If that person, you know, like,
What you saying when I made the comment, because you said the girl was looked like a gremlin or something, the baby was ugly? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I said that the baby was ugly.
Okay, y'all going to have to
It looked like
in.
A gremlin. Okay,
y'all
now wouldn't you laugh
in a little
if
bit
you saw
more?
Something like that?
Would I laugh if you said the baby was a gremlin? Would I laugh?
No, if you saw it, if I was to tell you it looked like a gremlin or whatever, or if I was talking about anybody, wouldn't you laugh like, damn, that's fucked up? You know, if I said, well, you as short as a troll, or, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't you laugh? Or if somebody looks fucked up to you and you're passing by and you look and you just start laughing? Now, wouldn't you do some shit like that?
I would. If it's funny, it's funny.
Right.
If they look fucked up, they just look fucked up. It's
she talking about she don't laugh at people if they look fucked up or something.
Yeah.
Hey, you ready, man?
She has no sense of humor.
Or you
want to
pass on?
Lighten up.
Okay, whatever.
You want to pass on it or you want to go?
Nah, we can pass on that one, man. We'll try it tomorrow.
All right. All right, back to the second. Why y'all try to change it, brother?
Oh, wow. Can we change the subject, please?
Smoke your... when you put it... No, I'm serious, though. I'm serious. women want you to do make all these when they met you. You was fucked up when they met you. They knew you was fucked up.
They were lusting after you. They saw something in you that really had to do with lust. And then once that they got what they wanted sexually, then they looked at you as a person and hold it. Okay, the sex is good enough for me to be with you, but there's things about you that I don't like and I want to change them.
If I tell you, I'm sorry, baby, but I'm going to be me. That's the only way I can be.
Then that's her decision to stay with you or not.
What do you mean her decision? That's my decision to stay with her ass.
Mm. Okay.
You get all the power.
You asked me about her decision. You asked me why does she want to change you. So I figured it must be her decision. You're right. You have the choice of whether you, once she decides that she wants you to change, you have the choice of staying with her or not.
You that's
right.
All I'm saying. Just give
you
me
know,
that choice.
You know, I was walking by the TV the other day, and I heard Dr. Phil. That's who it was. It was Dr. Phil. And... But I thought about you. I thought about you when I heard the topic.
Okay.
It was about how the woman feels like she should be the man and the woman.
Wow.
How she should run the whole household.
Wow. You watch Dr. Phil too. I don't know about your Dr. Phil air like that.
You said what?
I don't do Dr. Phil.
No, I was walking past the TV, man. Dr. Phil commercial came on. And they said something.
Hey, that's your story? Mm-hmm. You stick with it. You stick
mm-hmm.
with it. That's your story. You sticking with whatever
stick the case
with it,
is. I'm asking a question. I mean, do you feel like, I mean, why do you feel like you got to be just more so more superior than a man?
I don't feel like I got to be superior than a man. I'm supposed to be. God put me on this earth to be a man's backbone, not his man. I'm a woman for a reason.
I mean, but now, I mean, I'm just saying, you come off like everything is like, is your way or no way. How can a man be a man if it's always your way? Hello?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just asking. I mean, every time it's like either he got to do what you say or he got to get ghost. Why is it always your way or no way?
I don't know. Maybe because I was taught that. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thanks. Appreciate
I'm sorry.
That.
God bless you.
I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. Hey, man. We're gonna let that one ride, dog. We're gonna let that one ride. But check this out, y'all. I got this quote. I want y'all to tell me if y'all believe in it. And actually, I got this quote from somebody that's listening right now. This person says, peace of mind can't be bought, even if your conscience doesn't stop you from playing dirty to get what you want. Once you get it, it will keep you from enjoying it. So in other words, y'all understand that, but y'all need me to break it down for you. If you play dirty to get something, you ain't going to enjoy it once you got it. Do you believe that?
Yep.
Who said yeah?
Me.
The Holy Roller.
Me.
The Holy Roller.
Oh. Okay, well, would you like to elaborate on that?
Usually, when you do whatever it is you do and it ain't right to get something, you end up, well, I know that I've ended up being turned off by the situation and decided that it wasn't meant for me because really when it's all said and done, if I want that person to stay, they probably ain't going to stay because of the way I got them, what I did to get them. So, yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to ask the person that wrote that if that's what she had in mind. She need to go ahead and push one so she can tell us what she had in mind. And I see you still on here. and you ain't pushed one yet. We going to skip you then. Okay, I got one more for y'all. I got one more for y'all. This from my guy. He say, do you ever feel like people out there blowing smoke up your ass? Do you feel like people take your kindness for granted? When you're doing fine, they always around. When you're doing bad, they ain't in sight. Y'all believe that?
For certain people.
Okay, elaborate for me. What you mean, certain people?
I mean, you could pretty much weed out the snakes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know yourself. If this guy or this girl, I mean, you know when you've been at rock bottom, who was there for you? And you done finally picked yourself up and dusted yourself off, and now you doing whatever it is that you got to do. And now you finally not hear this person come around again once you're back on, once you, you know, doing good for yourself. You know that's the type of motherfucker you keep away from you.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to fuck with you if you're going to sit there and constantly every time I fall down, you ain't nowhere to help me get back up. But then once I'm up, here you come. Leeching and mooching and all that old bullshit. Get rocked, bitch. Or bitch nigga, whatever, whichever one.
Damn, dog, you talk like you speak from experience.
Oh, I've been there.
I was locked up that week, dog. But I'm out now, man. I got you.
I've been there. I know the saying. I know the feeling. I mean, like now, I got a friend now that I know that times get hard or I fall down, they're going to be there to pick me up. You know what I'm saying? And
appreciate that, dog.
Oh, yeah, you
are. Talking about me, right? I hope you're talking about me, but I appreciate that, brother. I got you.
Yeah, you. Uh-huh. But anyway, I'm just saying, you got that select few. And I got those partners that, I know them. I mean, they cool with me. I know where to keep them. But I know if I'm ever in a situation where I need them, they're not gonna be there for me. I don't give a damn. They not gonna be there.
Well, you need to keep them dudes, man.
Huh?
You need to keep them dudes arms running.
Oh, dog. Why you think that? Dude, you know if I every time you call me, I'm by myself.
All right, well, I got one more for the ladies. Ladies, I got a quote for y'all. Y'all tell me if y'all feel this one, because, you know, y'all more sensitive about this kind of shit than I am. All right, they say happiness doesn't depend on what you have. It depends on how you feel about what you have. Count your blessings instead of your problems. Is that a true statement?
Yeah.
Do I need to read it again?
Nope.
Okay, well, y'all saying, yeah, I mean, break the quote down to me. What the hell is she talking about?
Just what it said. Happiness is not about what you have. People look at the material things that they have and they base that happiness off of that, but you're really not happy because you can have everything in the world. And if you don't have that person to love you or you don't have, you know, there's things that you're going to be missing.
Like what?
You could be the richest. So you could be the richest person. If you're the richest person in the world and you don't have anybody to share that with, you're not gonna be happy. I don't care what you're talking about.
Shit, I could be happy by
myself.
Okay. All my money.
All right, you keep saying that.
So why would not?
Mm-hmm.
I can buy any woman in the world. Why would it be tied down to one?
And why would you want a woman you have to buy? And you know she's not there for the right reason. She's only there till what? Till your money run out?
I'm the richest person in the world. My money ain't going to never run out.
Oh, okay. Well, if you say so. She ain't going to be there forever. She's going to get what she want. She's going to get what she want, and she's going to be gone.
Okay. Now, you just brought up an interesting point, Janine. Now, let me ask you this. Now, I'm going to ask the ladies. Okay. Now, I had this debate last week, and a woman told me I shouldn't depend on a woman for nothing. Everything, even when we're in a relationship, I shouldn't depend on a woman. I shouldn't depend on a woman to do nothing for me. I should be able to do everything on my own.
I
should be able to cook for myself, clean, everything myself. I shouldn't depend on you for nothing. I said, okay. So now, if I'm doing everything on my own, what the fuck do I need you there for?
A nut.
She looked. Wait a minute. And that's what she looked at me and said. I'm there to give you comfort. How the fuck you comforting me? And I'm doing everything on my own.
I agree with it, man.
I mean, ladies, do you agree with that?
No.
I don't. Bottle, you agree with that?
I don't. No comment.
No, honestly. I mean, honestly, do you agree? I mean, you know, I mean, now, come on now. You ain't been sistering yourself.
I agree with everything she said, man.
I mean, that's how I feel, but yet it's a problem. I'm controlling and all of that. I don't depend on a man for nothing, but it's a problem.
No, hold on. I'm saying what I'm asking, like, okay, I should get up. This is what she tells me. I should get up, iron my clothes, cook my own food. Hey, I mean, anything that I might ask you to do, I should do it myself.
But let me ask you a question, though, dude. Now, before you met her, weren't you doing all that shit yourself anyway?
Hell no, I ain't never did none of that myself.
Get the hell out of here, man. Come on, dude. I've seen you in your own damn clothes.
That's because
that's
only
for my sons. That's your mother's job up until a certain point.
Right.
And then you go to the woman. Then you go to your woman, and she's supposed to do it.
There you go.
Yeah, but before you get a woman, he's got to do it, right?
My son is a teenager, and I still wash their clothes. My boys, I do.
But they ain't grown yet. We talking about grown people. They still
but by the time
right?
they get grown, by the time they get grown, they going to be with a woman. Even if they 18, 19, if they still living here in my house, I'm going to wash their clothes.
Well, Mama.
I'm a mother.
Mama.
I cater to my boys like I'm supposed to.
Okay, now let me ask. Now I'm asking this for the sense of, okay, now seriously, now Janine, I understand what you're saying, and I think you understand what I'm saying, but now I'm not saying this, butter, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with being independent. If you're doing it all on your own, I'm not knocking you, I'm praising you for it. I'm not knocking you at all. I joke around and I play with you and I tease you, but I'm not knocking nothing you do. You taking care of yours on your own, I commend you for it. You get all the applause from me. But I'm just saying if you're in a relationship. If you're in a relationship, and I mean I understand relationships are 50-50, but I mean if you feel like you're not supposed to do nothing for me, but then I'm supposed to do everything for you, come on, I mean, how's that 50-50?
Now wait a minute, hold on.
Only
I don't
thing
think
you giving me is
saying nothing now. I don't think she was saying nothing.
No, this is what
Come
she
on
said.
Now.
No, now listen to me, brother. Listen to
sometimes,
me.
Sometimes a woman can tell you to have that attitude and tell you to do that because either one, she wants you to do that so that when she does something for you, you'll appreciate it, or she telling you that because you ain't doing something that she expect out of you as a man. But most of the time, a man expects women to wash their clothes, feed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, run their bath, do all these things for them, but then they don't get no gratification out of it. They don't get no thank yous, or they don't get the same treatment when they come home from work or when they going through or whatever. They don't get that same treatment from that man.
Well, let me clarify a little something else. This girl don't work.
What's that got to do with anything?
She don't work. He not only is he doing everything for himself, he's also paying all the bills.
But then you got to look at that man. If it don't bother him, it shouldn't bother you.
No, dude, I'm not saying if he want to sit there and be a bitch all day, that's on him. I could care less. But she's saying this is what every man should be.
Somebody's baby crying. With a nip on his mouth.
Yeah, the baby crying. The baby crying.
I guess the man's supposed to get up and get the baby too then.
Come on, dog. What the fuck? And she said the longest I'm pleasuring him sexually, that's all he needs from me. I make him feel like a man in the bedroom. Yeah, but you making him feel like a bitch in every other department.
Okay, now you know this woman personally, right?
Yeah, I know her personally.
Now, you think she was bullshitting or you think she was real about it?
Actually, I think
she could have just been talking.
I mean, I think she was bullshitting to a certain extent. Because, I mean, it's like she's the type of person, I'm put it like this, she's the type of person that you never see her in a relationship. She's never in a relationship. Never. It's always, I'm dealing with this guy, now I'm dealing with that guy, now I'm dealing with that guy.
Oh, hold on, man. Hold on. Dude. Hold on. I'm getting pissed off now, man. I'm getting pissed off. Why you talk about my sister on the radio, man?
Oh.
You know what?
I said shut up.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me say something, y'all. Hold on. Let me say something. Say to my sister, I'm sorry, baby. And you're going to be all right because her daddy just died. She buried him last year. And I'm praying for you, baby.
Yeah, and when she kicked your ass, I had nothing to do with that.
I'm praying for you, baby. I know she lost her daddy this weekend, y'all.
Yeah, and she about to. I guess I'm about to lose a best friend once she hear this show. She finna kill your ass.
She know. I'm sorry, baby. Just jokes. Get over it. All right, but go ahead, man. I'm sorry, man. I just had to get that out for my stepdad.
Nyla, shut up.
Much love, baby.
I mean,
much love.
I'm just not understanding. I mean, she, like I said, she jumps from guy to guy. I mean, and her thing is, well, he wasn't doing it. But then at some point in time, don't you got to look at yourself like, well, what the fuck am I doing? What am I doing that, I mean, it might start off like that because, I mean, don't get me wrong, this person, she, nice looking woman. But it's like every time, it's like, okay, once they get to know the real her, it's like, oh, fuck this, man. And you can see any of her exes and they'd be like, man, fuck that bitch, she crazy. I mean, dude, I mean, I wrote a little blog on Sin City. And I mean, I truly believe this. If you don't want shit, you ain't got shit, why the fuck should I try to give you something?
If you ain't
trying to better yourself, why the fuck should I be trying to better you? And I mean, that should go vice versa. If he not trying to better himself, why the fuck should you try to better him? He gonna be who he gonna be.
That's a good point, man. That's a good point. See, y'all got to get up on the blogs. Y'all feel me?
Yep.
All right, Janine, what's up, man? It's you know, I've been neglecting you. You know that?
Mm-hmm. I know.
I've been neglecting you so much. What you got to talk to me about? I know you're going to talk to me about something.
I don't have anything in my mind right now.
Come on, Janine. You always got something going on. Give me something.
I mean, I could talk about this guy that keeps calling me.
All right, let me hear.
Who I consider a friend, you know. I consider him like family, but evidently he wants more than that.
Sir, did you give him something already? He ain't had none yet?
I dated his son.
His son?
Yep.
Is somebody's daddy?
Yes.
Damn. Real, you need to go to church.
Nah, don't. Come on, don't.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I need to go to church.
Did the son tell the daddy how good she was in bed? Is that what's going on?
You know, I seen him as a father. I mean, I was with his son off and on for like 10 years. So I saw him as a father figure. You know, he was there for me and the kids and, you know. But,
well,
you know, now
he's trying to play some house. He's trying to play house. He's trying to play house with you.
But why would you think something? Why would you do something like that? I dated your son. And he dated two of my friends. I hooked him up with two of my friends.
I told y'all, so, Janine always got something good for you, baby. Always got something good.
Two of your partners?
Two of
How
my friends.
How old is
he
this
probably, dude? He probably in his 50s.
Well, why don't you, I mean, fuck it. Go ahead and give him some.
He probably why would I do that?
Anyway. He probably, the son probably been throwing.
He probably did. A son usually do tell their father about stuff they done did. That don't mean you want to go off and sleep with your sleep weather.
We don't tell how good she really is. I hit that, but we don't be like, yeah, dad, she did this, she did. We don't do all that.
Well, they talk like that. I know for a fact they talk like that.
Well, that's probably why he wants some. You might as well go ahead and let him know if the story's the truth.
No, that's all right.
That's all right, come on, dog. Now, come on, dog. You're being mean. You're being mean. Come on, man.
How am I being mean?
Come on, man. That's I mean.
He's going to keep calling. Sooner or
okay.
later.
That don't mean.
He's going to put it down and be like, you know what? Fuck it. Come on. I'm just saying. Sooner or later, if you work on a woman long enough, sooner or later, she's going to break down and go ahead and do the damn thing. Sooner or later.
I don't believe you gonna do nothing like that. I got faith in you. I know you don't want to be looked at as the one to fuck the father and the son.
No, I don't.
And no. You know what? And my friend, me and her, like, been best friends since we were like 5. The girl that I hooked him up with, and they were actually in a relationship, where at one point they were talking about marriage. So why would I do something like that?
Did she tell you how good the daddy was?
No, I didn't ask her stuff like that. No, me and her are totally different. We are two different people. She didn't do all the stuff that I did. So she didn't talk about her sexual, you know, encounters with him and stuff like that.
Well, maybe you should ask her.
I don't want to know. I don't want him like that.
Boy, what is your problem? What is wrong with you?
If I hear it's good, then
I'm going to
want it.
Hey, Papa was a rolling stone.
I mean, come on, man.
I'm just saying. Somebody got to say it, so it might as well be me.
Oh, bro, come on, man. Come on, man. That you being distasteful now. Come on, man.
Janine, are you being offended by this?
Am I what?
Are you being offended by this?
I'm not being offended because I know what I'm not going to do. You don't offend me because I know what I'm not going to do.
It's just jokes, okay? Don't take it personal.
Oh, yeah, I'm not taking it personal. That's your opinion. I know what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to sleep with him.
But, you know, I say it as a joke, but I meant that shit. Get to him. He didn't tell him to call the show so he can tell us how it was.
No. Mm-mm.
Hey, that could be a chronicle.
Oh, yeah. No. That's right. Well, he could be in one of my chronicles already because I slept with his son in his face.
He watched you and the son get down?
I mean, my girl was there, too.
Are you
serious?
Is that
the one that got up and left?
Yeah, remember I told y'all about that?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, take me home. He sat there and watched for a minute, but then, you know, he had to take her home.
Oh, those are some motherfucking players. Hey, can I get their number?
Oh, yeah. No, you cannot.
Well, maybe that's why the man's calling you. I mean, he already saw you in action.
Okay.
You're not with his son anymore. How long you and his son been apart? Years?
Yeah, it's been a few years, like 2 years, something like that, 2 or 3 years.
So y'all not getting back together, right?
No.
So Pop see his opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't blame him, right?
Yeah, I can. He talks to me like I'm his daughter. You don't come to your daughter, somebody who you look at, supposed to be looking at as your daughter like that.
That's
just like you coming trying to fuck your daughter or something.
Have you told this man how you felt?
Yeah, I've told him plenty of times.
And he's still calling you. Why don't you tell the son to tell me? I mean, do you still talk to the son?
I don't talk to the son anymore. We cannot speak to each other.
Well, maybe you just tell the man to stop calling you. How about that? Just be like, look, dude, they ain't going to have him quit calling.
Yeah, that's what I might have to do.
Maybe he calling you just to see how you're doing, and maybe you read
that
a little bit.
That is what he do. That is what he do at first. And then after a while, he'll start talking like, send me messages and stuff that just don't sound right to me.
Okay, what's one of the messages? Give me like a little short version of a message.
He started talking about he don't understand. What did he say? He don't understand how, talking about my ex-husband, how we ended up the way that we did, and that he's always going to be there for me, and he's going to take care of me, and he's going to be there for me and the kids and help out with whatever I need. And I was just
okay,
like...
Let me stop you right there. This is your ex-husband's father?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, man, this ass is shot. I totally agree with that shit there, but I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought this was an ex-husband.
No.
Okay. All right. I got you now.
I mean, I've been knowing them so long. I've been knowing them longer than I've known my husband.
Okay.
He called me at like 1:30. He texted me like at 1:30 in the morning. Am I still up? And all this and that. He just,
I don't know.
He just weirds me out.
Do you respond back? When he send you those texts early in the morning, do you respond back?
If I'm up, I'm going to respond.
Well, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't respond back at him at all. He'll get the message. If I text you at 1:30... You text me back. You telling me, okay, she must be interested. That's what I'm going to think. Because if you're not interested, why are you responding back?
Because I see him as, that's just like my father called me at 1:30 in the morning, I'm going to answer the phone.
Well, so would I, but this dude ain't your dad.
Well, I understand that.
So quit, don't respond to the brother. Just let him be. As long as you respond, he's going to keep calling. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
As long as you keep responding back, he's going to keep calling because he think you're interested.
I had a situation where I had to basically put he was a good friend, but because we had a relationship way back when, he figured, mm-hmm. like, every time we have a conversation, he started off as how I'm doing. He's so glad to hear from me. He hope I'm doing okay. Do I need anything? And then the next minute, you remember how I used to have you? You remember how I used to do this? Remember? Okay. I let him know the first time, you know, I'm not interested in pursuing anything with him now. I'm taking or whatever. Then he continued to talk about what he could do to me, what he want to do to me. And every time he get around me, he's still trying to make passes. I had to just basically let him know, look, it ain't happening. I can't even associate with you now because you have went too far. I had to basically put him in his place. And you might have to do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Put him in his place.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Candy. By yourself?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let me hear it.
You started.
Oh, no. I've been waiting 2 weeks.
Okay, well, you started.
Break me down. What you wearing? What's that on?
Some night pants, some t-shirt.
Some what?
Damn.
Some what?
Nothing.
Some some pajama pants and a t-shirt.
Come on, man.
She ain't even make up a lie.
Break it down.
What am I making up a lie for?
You're supposed to be talking freaky to him. You ain't.
Oh, shit.
Not about that.
Brother, tell her,
he asked me what I was wearing. I'm being honest.
You said you started off, so I start off with what you wearing. You supposed to come back with something sexy. Oh, I'm wearing some Grandma's bra. Holy bra.
Well, I ain't used to all this shit, you know.
But a cool you girl is.
I mean, like, really? You supposed to let them know you walking around naked right now, you know, rubbing on your titties while you talking on the phone.
Something.
Well, y'all do it, and then I'll do it. Because I do not know what the hell.
You know what, dog?
You
might want to just.
Yeah, I'm
going to
let it go. I'm just going to let it go, dog.
Man, because that's not happening. She told you.
Well, I didn't know he was starting out that way. I mean, shit.
What the hell?
He did tell you.
He started out for 2 weeks now. Now, what's the problem, Candy? You told that man you was going to talk sexy to him via CN City, and you ain't did it yet.
I mean, I didn't realize that he was talking to me like that. I mean, shit, I don't know how he get, you know what I'm saying, goes.
What's the last question
y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Smoke a lot of weekend.
Okay, so you basically set the scenario up right now. You naked. Talk nasty to him.
Okay, but that's all he asked me is what I'm wearing.
God damn.
I mean, we got a. This is a. You just want to lay there while I just ride the shit out of it? I mean, you ain't going to show me no effort.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't even worry about it.
Candy trying to get you in the mood worse than pulling teeth.
I'm ready to go shoot myself, man.
Come on now.
God damn. Hold up, man. This shit just ain't about the right.
Wow.
I feel it coming, man.
Wow.
That's because I've missed the first 10 times. Well.
Whatever.
God damn, Candy.
It's back on you, dog.
Candy, that was wrong. That was really wrong.
What was wrong?
You know what? I'll tell you what, Candy. This is what we're going to do. We're going to try this once more. But now, what we're going to do, we're going to give you some incentive. We're going to play something. We're going to play something, and we're going to give you a little incentive. All right?
Okay.
All right, man. Do you got anything sexy for her to listen to? Anything sexy?
Yeah, I do, man.
Hey, baby. Welcome to 12 Play.
All right, now, Candy, this is the scene now. All right, you working with me, baby?
Yeah.
All right, now. Let's see. What we want you at? We want you to brush out the shower. All right?
Okay.
All right, you brush out the shower. All right. Yeah, Father Time laying across the bed, waiting on you to make your grand entry. All right, so now, baby, come on, you finna come in that room. What you finna do first?
I'ma come in the room, wet naked. Wow.
Don't work with me, baby. Right next to you. You got time to land across the bed. He all oiled up. Feet ain't ashy or nothing. They looking right. She all oiled up, looking all good for you.
Hey, you got your heels on.
Yeah. Ain't got nothing on but heels.
Black boots.
Oh, you like the boots?
I like the boots.
Walking in
that
hill
because
I can't walk in
the
hill.
God damn it.
Now let's go, man. You got the fucking up my groove now. Let's go. You got on the boots. I'm laying there.
I thought I was out of the shower. You're confusing me.
Oh, hey, I got my ticket in my hand. Talk to me.
Well. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I lost my train of thought. Y'all got me confused here. Okay, so I'm getting out the shower naked, right?
You know what? I'll tell you what.
With heels on? I mean, how can you have heels on just getting out the shower, for one?
I said you put them on after you get out the shower. You're all wet. Your hair is wet. You come out.
Okay.
You stand there, let them admire you for a second. Walk to them. You know, you just talk. I walk up to him. I start kissing him on his chest.
Candy.
I just got confused there for a minute. That's all.
All right. Well, let's go. Let's do the damn thing.
Where's the music?
Oh, now you want the music.
Yeah, now I want the music.
Take two.
Y'all feel free to help me out here, okay? Okay, I'm walking in the room, and I slip on my boots, and I'm all wet, my hair down. Nipples are perked out. Then I walk toward him. Just give him a little nudge. Then I stand there. And I let him just look at me while I'm trying to turn and see what I have.
I'm like, damn, baby, you look good right now. I'm following along with you. Just play along. Keep talking.
Okay. And then I start rubbing on myself.
Yeah, I like that.
I put my leg up close to his. And I slowly slide the boots off. Then I go to playing with myself some more.
Okay.
Then
I like it.
Okay, and then I go down and I rub on him a little more. Then I go to licking the top of your penis. And then I go down that vein. Then I wrap my mouth around it.
Yeah, I like
it. And let it go deeper.
Don't stop.
Deeper. And deeper. and I just go until I want you to come. And then I feel on you while I'm licking you down.
Don't stop.
And then I kiss you around your stomach and your chest. Then I get on top.
Say the word, just say the word, and I. Anywhere you want it,
baby.
Come on, ride it, ride it.
Huh?
I said ride it nice and slow.
You want it fast or slow?
I just said ride
anywhere.
It nice and slow.
Oh, okay. So I'm riding you, and I'm rubbing on your chest while I'm riding it slowly. Open up your legs. And I keep going. I want to kiss you, babe. Open up your legs. I keep going.
I want to kiss you, babe. Okay.
Oh,
sorry,
man,
y'all.
I keep talking about something I'm going to do.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to tell you after that one. I'm going to have to get up and tell you.
Man, move over and let me pay. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass. That's for fucking with me, you no business born insecure motherfuckers.
I'm sorry.
Well, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
No disrespect, but you need some more practice.
No, I don't. If you knew me in real life, you would know.
Oh, goodness.
I need practice about doing whatever that was.
Okay, I'll tell you what. This is what we'll do. We'll do it like this. Let's take it to the chat room. We got, you know, once the show in, we all hit the chat room. And maybe you could just type it more so than just say it. Well, how about that, Candy?
I can't get on chat today.
Boy, shit. Boy.
Sorry, y'all. Sorry.
Candy, I got to tell you.
You ain't no player.
Whatever. I just got to learn. To do hey, yo, I ain't never been on no phone and did all that shit.
Oh, little tank that.
Okay.
Yep.
You better take your ass to the store with that.
Mm-mm.
Oh man, Candy, what happened? I mean, you got your nipple out on the. I mean, I just knew you just sex. You got your nipple out on Sin City.
Okay, but like I told you, you don't know me in person. You don't know what I do in person. But I don't know.
Everybody remember, we're going to get on the chat room at sincity.spruce.com. sincity.spruce, sincity.spruce.com. We got people listening. Y'all need to log on, make a page so y'all get in the chat room. And hopefully, we can finish this. Butter, you still with me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know you're going to meet me in the chat room, right?
Uh-huh.
I know you're ready to talk dirty, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we ain't had some conversations before. So I know what
you
do.
Butter sound like she ready to go to sleep.
Uh-uh.
Janine?
Yes.
You get in the chat room?
I don't know. I might have to go somewhere.
Well, I hope not. After listening to Candy, you ain't got to go nowhere.
What? I ain't trying.
That's how you feel? Okay.
No,
okay. Whatever.
It's Sin City, baby. You know what I'm saying? Sin City.
Oh, whatever.
We like to have fun.
We like to make jokes, fool around, things of that nature, and have a good time.
That's all we're doing, is having a good time, baby. That's all.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
You feel me?
All right.
Janine, you got any last words?
Oh, nice show. Thanks for all y'all help.
All right.
And I'll try to get online.
Okay. Hey, don't forget, y'all, we got a brand new Fresh Chronicle playing tomorrow night. So y'all make sure y'all tune in for that.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, you got any last words? Butter?
I will see y'all on chat.
Candy?
I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Since y'all want
you
to be
seen. Suck, you jackass.
So do you.
Thank you, baby. why am I getting all personal tonight?
Oh,
I got to get personal. I'm supposed to be the one getting personal all the time.
Right, it's like everybody getting edgy tonight, man. I don't know what it is. Oh, it must be them 5 to 7 days.
No.
Must be. Everybody all irritated and bloated. Don't got that not feeling so fresh. Well, how that shit go?
Oh, what?
I don't know about all that.
No,
I don't know.
That shouldn't matter if you're fresh. You should always
That's
be fresh.
Right.
I know we're talking about that commercial, right, with the lady?
Stop, dog.
Somebody tell me that commercial, though.
Janine, say that again. Can you say that again?
You should always be fresh, no matter if you're on them 5 days or not.
Well, you should always be what?
Fresh.
Man, don't you sound like she just was from the country? Fresh. You should always be fresh. All right,
man. Take us out, man. Take us out. We way past.
Well, hell, take us out, man. What we got going?
We got SinCity.Spruce.com. See y'all in the chat room. Tune in tomorrow night. We got a fresh new chronicle to play for y'all tomorrow night. Y'all tune in, check that out, and see y'all in chat room. We out. Peace, love, and hair grease.
So get next. Get next, nigga.
Six, one, TP2. Handle what? Y'all niggas don't want to mow with me. I shoot what? Y'all niggas don't want to fuck with me. I take your money, y'all. Ask me my name, I tell you the same. Be true to my game, ain't a damn thing changed. With my crew, cause I don't trust them dudes. I'm feeling attitude, but they're not in my shoes. Cubans and beverage, I hop nowhere it is. It's not the local spot, downtown on Michigan. I'm a player boy, a true player boy. I'm counting hundreds, boy. You bitch is getting boy. I'm a true boy, yeah, yeah, yeah. Zero, zero, zero. Shawty, see life.